Life is full of adventures in the shape of places, people, and experiences. And in retirement, it's your turn to choose what those adventures look like. Whether you want to travel, fish, hit the beach, or see grandkids, it's important to take time to connect to your dreams for retirement. Welcome to the Delaware Retirement Connection with your host, Len. As a certified life coach and certified financial planner, Lynn combines life coaching and financial advisory skills to help retirees identify and fund their life goals, hopes, and dreams to make their retirement as amazing as they want it to be. Now, here's Lynn.
Welcome to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. So glad you can join us today on our program. I'm here with my wife, Joyce. Hi, Joyce. How you doing?
Hi, Lynn. Nice to be with you,
always,
as always.
Always great to spend some time with you. And I enjoy this connection we have in this part of our life, doing something together and sharing some of our fond memories of life and doing life together and including our audience with it. We're going to be talking about, I think, a very important topic for our clients. We'll be talking about transitioning and connecting in the midst of transition. You know, we all go through times of transition, and these are times where we can lose our sense of connection, and how it's so important not to lose that. This is the theme of the program, connecting, how we're integrated people and how these different parts of our lives are all connected. And when we go through transitions, we have some of these connection points missing, and it helps or causes us to feel maybe a little bit less of who we are, or certainly less of who we've been. Nothing more is more true of that than we go through life changes in relocating. And we did that several years ago, and it's always, I guess, still a transition. So Joyce, I just wanted to really focus on how the transition is difficult, first of all, from a standpoint of things aren't the same, and we lose certain parts of our lives. I'd like for you to talk about that, because I think this transition in moving to Delaware was a little more difficult for you than me, because with my work as a financial planner, I have a lot of connection through my work, and you didn't have quite that as much. So talk a little bit about the idea of connection and what is lost when people move to another location in that transitional part of life.
Well, one of the things that you feel is that disconnection, because you're leaving one place and going to another place. So you leave a lot of the familiarity, the people that you kind of did life with from the old place, and now going to a new place, all that kind of has to start over. And so that transition of meeting people, that transition of being familiar with a new place will take some time. I remember sometimes just visiting a new city, how lost I got. And that's part of that transition, because you're just not familiar with it. And you've been in those old moves or old grooves. And, you know, now you've got to start something new. So I guess you have to just kind of be ready to accept that and move ahead.
So I think there's a few choices when you're going through a transition. One is to just kind of try and hold on to the past and fit that in and maintain that, even though it's difficult and kind of doesn't work, but hold on to that. Another thing you can do is just kind of like do nothing and just grumble that, you know, life's not what it could be, should be, what you want it to be. And I think the third option is to really embrace that change and accept that part of your life and go through that transition. But you have to do it 2 feet. You have to really be excited about it. And not to say that you disconnect with your previous part of life, but you have to move on. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, how we do that and how we connect with that. So Joyce, I'm going to ask you to maybe share a little bit about what were some baby steps for you to do that, and what does that growth step look like for folks in stage of life where you moved and you have to do something different?
Well, I think one of the first baby steps that I'm recalling, because I still feel like I'm in those baby steps, is I'm going to be here and I want to be able to explore what it's going to be to really live here and to be a part and integrate my new life here with Len away from the kids. You know, we're in that empty nester stage, but you still have to work on building your own life and what you want to enjoy even in this phase.
I think it's very well stated that you need that new connection. You need to build. It's not like, hey, this is the way it was before. We're going to hold on to these pieces. We're going to grasp at these straws, but we're going to make new connections. We're going to forge ahead and try things that we haven't tried before. We're going to meet new people and we're going to have life with new people. And for me, that is really the most important thing. I've moved a few times in my life. I haven't moved a lot, but I've moved a few times. And what I recall when I moved is, you know, no matter where you live, you're going to have things that are special for that location, things that are wonderful, things that you don't like, but it's always going to be the true. There are things you like and don't like about every place you live. But for me, the common denominator, even though it wasn't the same people, was doing life with people. That is, for me, the most important part of life is who you do life with.
And it's definitely important to do that around different activities, maybe different events. In Delaware, I know a lot of people like to go out to eat, or they like to gather for food and, you know, just be able to have that sharing with each other across the table to see what's going on in your life. And it's definitely a nice time that allows you to be involved in their lives, share in a simple way, but begin to build those times with people.
And clearly, food is one of the great things, one things we all enjoy. And, you know, I think one of the reasons why we get so good at food is because, you know, it's easy to do. And, of course, you know, that experience, that relationship at a table and, you know, just not having all those life distractions and just the simplicity of doing life together is, I think, so wholesome. But I think it's also important to look at you know, broader opportunities and broader activities of connection with folks. And for me, I'm an outdoors person. I'm not like a hunter fisherman, not that kind of person. But I like to be outside, and I like to do outside activities. And for me, interestingly, I've picked up biking. That has become really one of my favorite pastimes. And one of the favorite things that I do is just go biking at Cape Henlopen State Park, go to Gordon's Trail. I just love that. I've done more biking in the last, let's say, year, 2 years that I've become interested in biking than I did in my whole life put together. And so that's been a connection of mine. I developed friends. I developed a relationship through biking, people I bike together with that I didn't even know that they biked. You know, we do that together. And so this is a shout out to folks to embrace different activities. And if you like biking, and I'm not, you know, a crazy, you know, 60-mile road trip guy, but I'll bike for a couple hours. If you're looking for a bike partner, reach out to us at www.delawareretiree.com and love to connect with you, go on a bike ride. Joyce, what are some things that you picked up here in Delaware that you found interesting that you want to be part of your life?
Well, my newest thing is being able to scrapbook. And I may have mentioned that before, but yeah, I've got thousands, literally thousands of pictures and boxes, and they're just stored in stacks right now, but I can't wait to really have some time to be able to do that. And And I've been able to find a scrapbooking group that I can connect with that has monthly events that will fit my schedule and give me that connection with people, as well as, you know, help me accomplish this monumental task that I love.
Let's talk a little bit also about, when we talk about transitioning, the idea of some finalities and maybe having closure on parts of our life that we need to set aside. And I am mindful of groups I've been involved with, and a group I used to get together on Friday mornings on a regular basis for like 20 years. And during the COVID time, we would stay in touch via Zoom, but of course, you know, COVID passing on, people getting back into doing life together. I've had to come to grips that that's a group of guys I'm really not going to have much connection with. You know, I can stay in touch with them, but I'm not going to have connection in that way anymore. And so, you know, you have to, you know, bury some of these previous involvements. And that's actually a very helpful thing, a very healthy thing. And so, and the reason it's healthy is because I'm creating connections with other folks that will work better and will be meaningful in more of this stage of life. And I know, Joyce, if you have anything that you've come to grips with, you said, you know, that's not going to be part of my life anymore. And I'm going to be okay with that because there are other things that have become more important.
I think I'm still trying to discover that because, you know, children and family is still very important. And the fact that they're not immediately with me, you know, it's kind of difficult, but maybe through traveling and visiting them, it can still be included, and it definitely will be. But I think just finding new groups and activities that you enjoy here and meeting with those new people, new friends, whether it be doing flowers together, because I love flowers, or gardening or scrapbooking or singing. I think just having that time together is really important.
And just talking about family, well, that's not something you forget and set aside. That's not something that we just discard. That's something that you try to re-engineer and figure out how does that work for you now in this stage of life and the reality of life that you're in. This is Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. We'll be taking a break, and when we come back, I'll be talking to Stacy Himmler from Caring Transitions, an organization to help you get through some important transitions in your life. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
It's easy for the markets to throw our retirement portfolio off kilter, but with a little guidance, we can get things back on track. Len is here to help. Give him a call today at 302-501-7711.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? If you want to retire and stay retired, get the information you need by joining Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, for a special event. What's the best way for you to take Social Security? When can you sign up for Medicare, and what does it actually cover? Is there a way to lower your tax bill? These and much more will be discussed as you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner. View upcoming events at dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Reserve your seat today by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711, or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Plan today so you can do the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. Call 302-501-7711 or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Firm offers insurance services and is not affiliated with the U.S. government. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancialservices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection with your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We are talking about connecting in the midst of transitions, a very, very important part of people's lives, especially if they move. And it's my privilege to have Stacy Himmler with me. Stacy is the owner of Caring Transitions of Southern Delaware. Welcome. Thanks for joining us, Stacy.
Thank you, Len. It's great to be here.
Stacy, it's an interesting name for a company, Caring Transitions, and love for you to talk a little bit about what you all do and the significance of that name. I like that caring part of transitions.
Sure. Caring Transitions' main goal is to provide a comprehensive service to help seniors through that transitions. And caring is really what we do and what our team is all about. We really understand what older adults are going through when they're moving, and people on our team have been through it themselves. They've moved loved ones. They've moved themselves. They know the stress of going through a move. And imagine going through it the older you get. It's even harder. Going through a home that someone has lived in for 50 plus years, and they're moving into an apartment. They're dealing with a lot of stress, and we try to be very caring and kind and read them and understand if they've had enough for the day for packing or going through items and helping them make decisions. We try to ensure that their family is there to help them if possible and to take the things that are important to the family so that the family preserves the legacy. But we also take care of the senior and the older adult, especially on move day. Move days are very stressful.
So let's talk a little bit more about transition. You know, transition can mean a lot of different things and a lot of different categories of life, but we're talking specifically about transitioning where you're living. We're talking about transitioning even with family relationships. So you really provide, from what I understand, three really distinct services, one being the relocation, another one being the downsizing, the other one being the estate sales. Let's talk a little bit, if you would, about, first of all, that relocation. That relocation is, I'll say, the most important type of transition because you're relocating really your entire life. And so what services do you actually provide in each of these areas? We'll start with relocation.
Sure. We go in and help the client with packing. We help them arrange for movers. We work with movers. We don't do the physical move ourselves. We work with local movers. If it's a local move, we work with national movers if they're moving across country, which we've done. And we have offices all over the country to help on the other end. And then on move day, we take care of all the last minute items. We work with the movers and make sure the movers move the pieces of furniture that need to go, make sure all the boxes are loaded on the truck. And when we get to the new location, be it a senior community or a family's home, we take care of all the unloading. We try to make sure all the kitchen stuff is on the truck last. We unload every box. We load the kitchen. We try to set it up in the way that the client wants or in a way that makes the most sense. We make their beds. We set up everything so it looks like home for them when they get there.
So would you say most of your clients are closer to early retirement years, or would you say most of your clients are in their later retirement years?
When it comes to relocations, most of them are older. Most of them are in further into retirement. Many of them have lost a spouse and are moving because they just can't stay in the home anymore. It's too much work for them. So they're moving to a different location, an apartment, downsizing.
And a lot of times that might even accompany a loss of a loved one. And so not are you just moving, you're also grieving maybe the loss of a loved one. Is that a common combination you all see?
Definitely. We see that a lot. And letting go of that home where they lived and had all their memories is very emotional.
I'm talking to Stacy Himmler, the owner of Caring Transitions of Southern Delaware, a resource for our listeners or really anyone in Southern Delaware to consider how to make the relocation downsizing process more easy. And Stacy, we'd love to have you tell our listeners how they could contact you and connect with you if they could use your services or if they may have a family member or friend who might be able to benefit from what you do.
That's great. So our office number is 302-648-5552. Or you can find us at caringtransitionssouthern.delaware.com.
That's very helpful. And I'm sure they can reach out anytime and just make it easier for you to touch base with them. And let's just talk a little bit about another very important part of moving, relocating is getting rid of stuff. A really tough thing for folks, right? I mean, it's, once you know what you're moving, that I think is maybe easier than even deciding what goes, what stays. What do you do? How do you help folks wade through that just difficult process?
I have three easy rules for our clients to make decisions. If it's not going to a family member and they want to keep it, does it have a place? Does it have a use? Or does it have some emotional attachment? And we try to walk them through that process that, oh, I want to take all of this. Well, you don't have room for all of that. So what is the most important piece for you to take? Or is there someone in the family who might be able to take a piece for you or keep your collection or something like that? So we help them through that. And then what's really left is the tough part, the liquidation. We work with the families on what treasures do they want to keep. And then on the liquidation side, we go through the house and we decide, is it saleable? Does it have value and it's useful? Or is it donatable, meaning it doesn't have a lot of value, but it still has use? Or is it trash? And we go through the house and go room by room and make different piles. And for the items that go to donation, we work with a couple different companies to come and pick up, or we will take it to a donation location. If the client has a preference of where it wants to go, we try to honor that preference. Trash, we load dumpsters sometimes because there's a lot of trash. So anything that's stained, broken, just not usable anymore would go in the trash. And then for sale, we do online estate sales. Estate sales, the traditional in-home estate sales really became questionable during COVID. It just wasn't feasible to do that and to have people tromping through a house and have to take care of cleaning it. And it's actually financially better for our clients to do an online estate sale. It's less time for my team to go in and take photographs, put lots together, and do the online estate sale than it is for us to do an in-home estate sale. It actually takes more manpower to do an in-home estate sale. So we do the online estate sales. It takes it could take a week. It take a few weeks to get everything lotted and photographed. The sales run for 7 to 10 days. We take care of questions. We take care of payment. It's really fun to watch auctions close and how well they do on the last day. And then we collect payment. And about 3 days after the auction closes, we have pickup. And we do all this in the client's house, so we're not moving stuff around. And then on pickup day, people sign up for times that have purchased the items and they come and they pick it up. We also do shipping. And on that, we also remove the items from the home on pickup day. And our team takes care of shipping items and we ship all over the country. I've shipped to Hawaii about 5 different times. And we have about 500,000 followers of our auctions nationwide. So it's a very good way to get rid of things and help defer the cost of any other services we might be offering for our clients, such as relocation. And it's a great way to keep things out of the landfill. We try to recycle the things that we can. We recycle electronics. We recycle TVs, cardboard, whatever Delaware Solid Waste Authority takes, we recycle. So we do try to do the right thing for our clients and make sure that everything is out of the house by the date they need it to be out of the house so that they can get the house on the market and to put some money in their pocket and to make sure we keep things out of the landfill.
You know, Stacey, I have one little regret, and that is I did not know you a few years ago when I went through my major move to Delaware, and that would have been nice to have you be part of that. But tell our folks, when would be the best time to contact you all from a timing standpoint? You know, what is a really good lead time in ramping up and working with you folks? I think it's probably not, hey, Stacey, I need to move tomorrow, I wonder if you can help me out. Help our listeners to understand really what is that process and how do they structure that?
The answer is the sooner the better. If you know you're going to move within the next 3 to 6 months, that's the time to contact us. Because if you have a house full of items and you just are overwhelmed and you don't even know where to start, that's when you should call us. We do an initial consultation and every job is different. So pricing varies by job, but it's also, it's a free consultation. We go in and we talk about what needs to be done, how we can help, and then getting the process started, because booking movers can take a few weeks. They're booking out, especially certain times of year, and just getting on our calendar and for us to be able to get in and do a job. That said, I do get fairly last minute requests for moves. It's usually within a 2-week window. If we can accommodate it, we always do, especially if they're going into one of the senior communities here that we work with all the time. But I would say at least 3 months out to start thinking about that process of going through things. It also really depends on when your family is available to help, if family is there to help. Because the family is going to be there to help you get through the emotion of the move. And if people have that support system, it really helps the process and really helps the older adult to transition more smoothly.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection with your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
Feel like life's got you on the back foot? A little help with financial positioning from a professional can go a long way to help you set up for the retirement you've been dreaming of. If you'd like some help, give Len a call at 302-501-7711.
Remember that first paycheck when you started working all those years ago? You were finally out on your own earning money. You looked at the net amount and thought, whoa, what happened here? It could be this way with your retirement accounts. You know how much you've saved, but if you haven't planned for Uncle Sam, you could come up short in retirement. With tax laws constantly changing, there's a lot you need to know to make sure you're not paying more than your fair share. Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, can help. He's been helping families just like yours plan for retirement for more than 30 years. Len will help you create a retirement plan that shows you how taxes could affect you now and in the future. Set up a visit with Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Make sure you know how these changes could affect you so you can avoid those whoa moments in retirement. Call 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial, LLC, an SEC registered advisory firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancialservices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with one of my newest friends. Actually, maybe you are my newest friends, Stacy Himmler, the owner of Caring Transitions of Southern Delaware. Thanks for being on our program, Stacy.
Thanks, Len. It's great to be here.
Well, I'm having a good time talking to you about going through transitions and relocating and that whole process. And I think there are really two very important parts of transition, downsizing, relocating. One is the actual physical move, and I really appreciate your insights into what that entails and how you help people through those, we'll call the nuts and bolts of the move. But I think that the second part is really just as important, and that is that whole emotional part of it, that change in life and what's life going to look like, and even do I want to go through this? And so I'd like to ask you, Stacy, how you help folks with that. And let's even start with that idea of, should I even move? Do I want to move?
So some people can age in place in their home and things can be accommodated that they can stay at home. But a lot of people have to move, either for the fact that they can't take care of their home, they can't take care of themselves anymore, and they need to find a better place for them to age, a better place for them to live with less stress and less worry of their physical well-being.
I love the way you say better age better. You know, we're all aging, and you know, different stages of life, it's a little more apparent than others. But the idea of aging, and at DelawareRetiree.com, we have this process we talk about becoming. You know, when we're retired, we're becoming, you know, new people and better versions of ourselves. And, you know, this is very much in line of that, to become a better person, a better version of ourselves. For our listeners, you can go to www.DelawareRetiree.com and look for our resources. Go to the section of previous articles and look at articles about becoming. But Stacy, talk a little bit about that concept of becoming from your standpoint, where you're talking about people aging better in a different location.
Sure. A lot of our clients are moving into senior communities. And what's great about that is they're not at home. They're not staying at home. They're not afraid to go out. They're not, like they are when they're staying at home and they're afraid to fall or afraid of driving. A lot of them are in these communities now that will allow them to have that social interaction, to have them, they have activities for them, whether it's art classes, which we see a lot of that in our older adults. A lot of them have taken up those types of hobbies. But we see that they're better taken care of, and they're finally a little more relaxed, that they have less worry, and that gives them a better lifestyle. And it's a lot less worry for their families as well, to know that their loved ones are living independently or living in assisted living where they are being taken care of, and whatever needs they have are met at these communities. And it's really wonderful. And I've seen it even with my own parents, that when they moved into a senior community 20 years ago, that they got involved in the things that were going on there with playing bridge or singing in a choir, things that they would only get out of that community. And it really helped because it was local, it was easy, and it really helped improve their quality of life. They didn't have to worry about doing the yard. They didn't have to worry about going out and having to drive long distances or drive anywhere to get their social network. They could have that ready-made in those communities.
Stacy, very interesting. I was listening very carefully, like I always do. But in that last answer, you used the word afraid twice and worry four times. It's very interesting. And I'd like to tap into that. I think what happens is people are afraid and they worry about losing their independence. That's a major fear as people age. But what I hear you saying is that there's something deeper underneath that worry, and that's just enjoying life or being able to do life the way you want to do it. And there's a little transition there. There's a transition from trying to control and keep doing what you're able to do because you feel like you have to do that, or you're afraid you're going to lose that ability and you're worried you're not going to be able to do that, to relieving yourself from those worries and tensions and stresses and really embracing those things that you're free now to do because you don't have those other requirements that you have to fulfill. Do you see that?
We do. And it's really about letting go. It's letting go of stuff, which is what we're in the business of. But it's also letting go of a life that doesn't, or a lifestyle that doesn't serve you anymore, and going to a place that will help you live an easier life, a place where you don't have to worry about your health or your safety as much. And that in turn allows the family to have a lot more confidence in their parents or whatever relative that is, that they're taken care of, especially when they can't be there and they don't live close by.
You had another really, really good keeper set of words there. A lifestyle that doesn't serve you. Is that something you say often? Because the way you said it was so powerful.
We do. We see a lot of people that they just can't let go of the memories. They can't let go of the loss of a spouse, which they're never going to let go of that. But if you can ease that for them by helping them get to a place where they can, I wouldn't say start over, but in a way it is, moving into a new apartment, moving into a new cottage, and starting a new set of social connections, that seems to really help people age better and help them ease the grief of what they've left behind.
I'd like to just touch into that that phraseology again, the lifestyle that doesn't serve you. It's very interesting that a lifestyle serves us. Never really thought about that. But I think what happens when people are in this stage, what they're doing is they're struggling so hard to maintain what they've had. And they're struggling so hard to not lose and let go. And really what happens is, I think they serve that lifestyle. And I think they serve those requirements. And they're really, in a way, trapped by that. And they're not really free. And by moving on, that lifestyle can serve us instead of vice versa.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people, and you don't have to be an older adult, you get into a habit and you're used to your daily routine, you're used to your habits, and you're afraid. It's that fear of the unknown, that you could change where you live and how you live and have a better, more sustainable, longer life because you've made decisions to make that change. And it doesn't matter how old you are, the fear of the unknown and getting out of the habits that you have are always difficult.
Let's talk a little bit about extended family, because especially when you're dealing with older retirees, family is connected with some decisions and actually worries about their parents and concern about their parents and create stress on them, and it really affects relationships sort of in a negative way. And I think when some of these obstacles, we'll call them, in a relationship, which is caring for mom and dad or worrying about mom or dad or making sure their needs are met, when those obstacles to a relationship are relieved, they actually have a better relationship with their loved ones. I'd love to know to what extent you see that and how do you coach people through that?
Sure. We see it's the stress initially with when the family's there of mom's got to move and we've got to get her out of this house. And it's very difficult on everybody. And then you see that level of relief once mom is settled in a new community and they can focus on spending time together and making memories together and doing things that are enduring rather than coming over to mom's house and, oh, I got to fix this because this is broken or she needs a ramp because she can't go down the stairs anymore. They get to focus on what's important in life rather than what they have to do to accommodate the living situation that may not be ideal.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. I'm here with Stacy Himmler, the president and owner of Caring Transitions of Southern Delaware. And we're talking about going through transitions and relocating at stages of life when it's difficult to do. Stacy, tell our listeners how they can contact you and just conclude, please, with some thoughts, some takeaways for our folks who are thinking about this stage of life and what they need to do or how they can help their family members to really get over the hump to stop holding on to a lifestyle that's not serving them anymore.
Great. So you can reach us at 302-648-5552. That's 302-648-5552 or at www.caringtransitionssouthern.com. We really help families through that transition by helping relieve them of the stress of stuff. People frequently get overwhelmed when they have to move, when a family member's passed on and they need their house cleaned out and the family's just not there and able to do that. So we can help that, and we help in a very caring and compassionate way. Our team members are all background checked and vetted to make sure that they've got that passion. They've all been through something similar in their own experiences. And we just go in and we help and we take care of everything that is related to stuff. We work with our our local vendors, and we make sure that everything is focused on getting that client, that older adult, to a place that they can live a better life and that serves them better.
Thank you, Stacy, for joining us. You're listening to the Dell Retiree Connection. We'll be right back.
It's easy for the markets to throw our retirement portfolio off kilter, but with a little guidance, we can get things back on track. Len is here to help. Give him a call today at 302-501-7711.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? If you want to retire and stay retired, get the information you need by joining Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, for a special event. What's the best way for you to take Social Security? When can you sign up for Medicare, and what does it actually cover? Is there a way to lower your tax bill? These and much more will be discussed as you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner. View upcoming events at dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Reserve your seat today by calling 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711, or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Plan today so you can do the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. Call 302-501-7711 or go to dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Firm offers insurance services and is not affiliated with the U.S. government. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC registered advisory firm.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancialservices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. Thank you for joining us and for listening to our program. The theme is connecting in the midst of transitions. And this might be a little bit difficult to understand. Really, what does this mean? What's this whole topic about? And really, it's an understanding that we go through life changes. It could be many, many different things. It could be changing our interests. It could be different things we get involved with. It could be loss of loved ones. It could be moving to another location. And we are in a certain place, or we were doing something, or we were a certain type of person, and we're going through this transition where things are going to be different. And sometimes maybe we live in a state of denial where we don't want to accept it, where we try to hold on to something that we perhaps need to let go of, and we need to move on. And what we're going to focus on is what makes changes difficult. Change is always difficult to a certain extent, but change is more difficult in those parts of our lives that are most tied to who we are, to our identity. And when we're going through changes, I think it's very important to recognize to what extent is our identity not affected by the change, and who we are is not impacted by the things that are different in our lives. And so, you know, if we move to another area, we're still who we are. If we are involved in different activities, we're still who we are. Our activities don't define who we are. We do different activities based on who we are. If we have loved ones pass, it doesn't change our identity. Sure, difficult transitions we have to go through when people are very much part of our lives, but we have changes that we go through that sometimes are voluntary, sometimes they're not voluntary. But, you know, we go through changes that are not voluntary. Well, there's not a whole lot of choice to be made with that other than to accept that change. Do we want to change? Do we accept that change, which we'll talk about in just a second, but that's a change we're going to go through in some capacity. The other change is the one that is voluntary, is optional. We don't have to go through a change. We don't have to move. We don't have to relocate. It's something that we decide to do, and we decide to do that or not to do that based on different trade-offs that we have to make. And when we do decide to make that change, we'll say this voluntary change, this change that's one of choice, we have to go through a process of letting go of the past. And whether change is voluntary, whether change is something that we don't have a say in, we have to go through that maybe emotional difficulty. And so let's talk about what that looks like when we go through change from a standpoint of letting go of the past. And when we do that, I think it's very important to look at what is the relationship to that lifestyle or that activity or that location, or maybe even a relationship to who we are and to what we want our life to look like. And ultimately, to get past that, we have to really recognize that that part of our lives before is not going to be part of our life as it was any longer. We have to get to that place where we're recognizing that it's just not going to be the same. And it's not to say that we just throw it overboard like it's no longer part of our lives, but maybe we reshape it. Maybe we put in a different framework. We attach different importance to it. Maybe we have memories of it instead of doing life with it in the same way. And so it's recognizing that things are going to be different. Things are not going to be able to be exactly the way they were, but it's also recognizing that the future is very hopeful. The future is going to be fine, and we're going to enjoy the future. Why? Because that's really a choice. Embracing change and having a joyful, having a thankful attitude is essential to a happy lifestyle. It's absolutely vital to making life all it can be, being joyful and thankful. And when we're going through change, that means embracing the future. And if we're not doing that, if we're resisting that change, it's going to be difficult for that transition to be joyful and one of gratitude and thankfulness. And so when we're looking at embracing the future, there are a few things that we need to focus on. One is we need to think about who we are, our identity, and recognizing that our identity is going to not change maybe drastically because of that life change. It might if it's, of course, a very serious life transition, especially if it's a loss of a loved one. But we're still going to be who we are. And we also have to recognize that we are in the process of becoming a better version of ourselves. And when we embrace that change, we're looking for opportunities to grow. We're doing less of holding on to the past, but we're looking to do life in a better way. We're looking to do life in a more interesting way. We're looking to do life in a more fulfilling way. And well, how does that look like? Well, one of the ways that looks like is who we do life with. And this is so very important to consider how we can do life with those that we have relationship with, that we have connection with in a way that's meaningful. How we do that with new relationships, how we perhaps redefine the relationships. And I know this is particularly difficult for folks who have lost relationships and have difficult time in creating new relationships. But I would encourage our listeners to really think about what are those relationships that we can forge? What are those relationships that we can maybe redefine? And what are those relationships that we can recreate in a way that's more meaningful to us and in a way that has value to us and purposefulness? And that's the next thing we want to talk about when we embrace the future, is a whole idea of purposefulness. What is our life purpose? And I'll make it very clear. I think life is always purposeful. I think life is always meaningful. And even when we go through change, life that was meaningful in a certain way that maybe is no longer meaningful in that way is still totally and remarkably meaningful. For folks who want to think about this in a little greater way, I'll direct you to our website, dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Again, dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Go to our resources section of our website and look for a resource called Maximizing Your Retirement. It's a resource that will help you think about who you are, what does your life mean to you, and what is the purpose of your life. And it'll help you think about the different facets of life, everything from your health to your intellect, to your activities, to your relationships, to your spirituality, and how they all tie into who you are, what life means to you, and what is the purpose of your life. That's especially important when you're going through this change and embracing the future. When you do that, when you go through that process, you want to be connected with two very important aspects of life. One is your sense of relationship and love you have for others, the life you experience from others, and also that idea of peace, having a sense of contentedness with you are, who you are, what's about you, and really not resist all these different things, but embrace them in a way that is meaningful to you. You know, we have choices to make throughout our lives, and no matter what our life circumstances are, no matter what our life situation is, we want to be at a place that we're looking at life not just from the standpoint is our glass half filled versus half empty, but that our glass is overflowing, that our cup runneth over. We want to look through life at it from a standpoint of we are in a wonderful place. We're thankful, we're grateful for the blessings in our lives. Sure, things are different and maybe it's a difficult transition, but there are many things to be excited about. There are many things to be hopeful about and embrace them. You know, we are always about life. We're always about living life from the standpoint that we choose to live it and for the potential that it offers us. When we have an abounding mindset that we are thankful for where we are, where we're grateful for all the things that surround us, even things that maybe are difficult, because those things are part of who we are and they help us become a better version of ourselves, it makes life transition easier. It makes life transitions more enjoyable. It makes life transition more exciting. So I want to encourage our listeners, regardless of the change you're going through, whether it's voluntary or something that was thrust upon you, whether it's something that you were looking for or maybe not looking for, maybe it's something that is exciting and invigorating, or maybe it's difficult and discouraging, to look at the different aspects of your life to recognize what are those parts of life that you can be thankful for and grateful for and hopeful for, and really embrace that as part of who you are and becoming the better version of yourself. This is Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. Thank you for listening. We'll look forward to talking to you very soon.
Leonard P. Haydachuk is an investment advisor representative of SGL Financial LLC and offers insurance services through this SEC-registered firm. He also offers insurance products and services in Delaware as an individual licensed and appointed insurance agent through Dedicated Financial Services.